So y'all, I guess we can get started. In case you don't know me, I'm John Van Hemert. I'm the Vice President for Finance and Technology here at New River. Normally, this group would meet and I would have something to present to you, but I wasn't involved in this. So I'm going to turn it over to Angie and let her present this.
John's always looking for it. This is not my deal.
That's right.
He pass it on. So, and Peggy, I guess as we start to talk about this, you were on that committee that looked at building names and went through that process, right?
Yes.
So, and then this came as a recommendation in our last board meeting that there was a little bit more information about the naming of each board or each building displayed on campus. So I guess as we go through this, it would probably be ideal if you were the one that would present this at the board meeting on Monday night, if you all agree to what I'm going to share with you. We have a campus beautification committee here at New River. And so this committee looks at all of the things external to our campus, I mean our grounds, and then things within our building. And we always want to make sure that things are aesthetically pleasing and our colors are complementary. And, we can go back historically to where we were asking our faculty not to paint their offices in polka dotted purple and orange colors, you know, so there's all sorts of things that we do. So the Campus Beautification Committee met and they looked at your recommendation that we have more information about each individual that each building is named for. And I pulled this, let me do a quick share of the screen. Can you see that okay? Mm. So currently this is in Godby Hall. When you enter in the main entrance of Godby Hall, this is a brass plaque. It's about 16 by 24 inches, so it's fairly large. And that's right at the main entrance. And then when you go into Martin Hall, same thing, in memory of Samuel A. Martin, College Board Member, 1972 to 1974. Then the third building built, Rooker Hall. And historically, the way these buildings were named is the first building was named after the first board chair, Martin. The second building was named after the second board chair. The third building, the third building after the third board chair, and then the fourth building, Bill Cunningham, you'll know a little bit of history on this. The fourth board chair was Bob Ingram, and Bob Ingram always thought the fourth building would be named after him because that was the path that we had taken. But instead that building was named after Randall Edwards, who was the president at the time that building was built. And he did all the work legislatively. He was kind of the economic development president of New River. And that's why the building or the committee at that time decided to name the building Edwards Hall. So that's what it looks like when you enter each of the buildings. So we do have something there that gives a little bit of information about who the building was named after and possibly why, based on there being a board chair. So in addition, we thought based on your recommendation that we could take that a step further. And that step further would be, we would add, and we were looking at displays, and the most professional looking display that the committee came up with are these acrylic boards. If you walk into Pulaski Lewis Gale Hospital, they have a nice display of those boards in the entrance way. So that would be something that in-house, we could get a photograph of that individual and then have a paragraph that tells just a little bit more than simply College Board Member from 1969 to 1972. We would put this acrylic frame beside of each of the brass displays in the buildings. In your discussion at the last board meeting, we had talked about possibly doing information like this for all four buildings at the admissions entranceway or somewhere along admissions. But a lot of our students will go through that full admissions process and never actually go to the admissions office. Mm. You know, they're doing their applications online and then they're meeting with their advisors. So we're not sure that it would necessarily be beneficial to put them there. We could put them in the administrative wing of the building, in addition to each one being beside the brass display. So that was what our thoughts were as a committee. And we are open to any suggestions that you all might have.
Are we looking at additional plaques on some of the other buildings?
We don't. We have a plaque in each building. So the only thing that we're not going to do the brass plaques, because we have those. We're going to do this acrylic plaque that has the picture and a more of a description of that individual.
So these are the only four buildings that are actually named after someone? I thought when we met there were several more classrooms or buildings.
No? We just have the four buildings that are named after someone.
Okay. But we do have classrooms that are named after
people. There are some classrooms, yes.
Are we going to do anything about those? I think that was part of our recommendation, that everything that was named, because that's what we had to look at. We had to look at everything that was named by someone on campus.
Okay. And if we can follow that, absolutely. And I appreciate that suggestion. We would follow this same format. Mm-hmm. We would do this type of acrylic frame, and maybe we could do something a little bit smaller in those classrooms. So mm-hmm. where the classrooms or labs that are named, but yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that it gives a little synopsis of the person,
right.
No matter whether it's for a room or for one of the buildings. Obviously for the buildings, it's nice to know that these people were the chairman of the boards, but it really doesn't tie them in to what they did either business-wise or community-wise. So the idea of having a little autobiography of each person, I think, tends to let people stop and read about these people. So I think that's a great idea.
I do too.
Sure. And the classrooms were named typically because of a foundation contribution. Buildings were named because of their involvement with the college. But today, if a building were being named, it might be a financial contribution as well. Right, Bill?
That's correct.
So the placard's probably not going to say as much about why the building was named after them as it is just going to talk about their who they are and their legacy, right?
Correct. Yes.
Because there isn't it might not be. Some may not be as compelling as others to why they would name a building other than just ex officio right. to be named that way. Okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Good deal.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Peggy, would you then share on Monday night? I think John will hand it over to you because that's really the only thing on your agenda for this committee.
I would.
Okay.
That's fine.
And then if you want me to interject any, I'll be happy to do that.
Okay.
The normal process is that I would say we met on December the 3rd, and I'll pass it now on to Peggy, and she can, if you want Angie to maybe bring up that last slide or something, just so people can see what it looks like.
That would be very good.
Sure.
And that way you could talk from that and go from there. Now, I guess we need to have a little vote within this group to say it passed the committee. So
I make a motion that we accept what Angie has presented in terms of the acrylic plaques, designating more information about each of the people for whom buildings and classrooms are named.
I'll second that.
Okay, and I'll do a roll call. To make it official for an electronic meeting, I'll do a roll call. All right, Bill?
Yes.
Okay, Peggy?
Yes.
And Jonathan?
Yes.
Thank you.
And Peggy, thanks for bringing this up because, you know, we see this every day. So sometimes we don't see it because we see it every day. So it's nice to have a fresh perspective and a thought of, as a visitor on campus, what would you like to see? So we appreciate you bringing it up and we are looking forward to the opportunity to make it look better.
Thank you.
You know, one aesthetic thing that I was noticing is that the little pins holding the thing on the wall are silver.
Oh, we'll do, yeah, we're going to try to do the brass ones.
Okay, all right. That's what.
Don't you worry, we got that covered.
Okay. Yeah. Well, want to make sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's all the business I think we have. Anybody have anything to bring up? I mean, I'm.
Just a question. How do we get our food Monday night? How is that work?
We can always take a picture of
food. Bring your own food.
BYOF, right?
That's the sad thing about this meeting because, you know, it's always so nice. Spouses are normally invited. Recognition to the retirees. And it's sad. All five of the retirees have planned to participate Monday night, so that's good.
Oh, good. Good.
Very good. Yeah, it's going to be different, but... make the best of it, right?
That's right.
Hopefully next December we can have a big shebang.
I hope so.
Doubly big. You got to make up for this year.
Right. Right.
Or you can eat shrimp, John.
That's right.
I'm allergic. Angie, you're going to kill me.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Maybe oyster. Who knows? Yeah, I'm teasing. Good deal. Well, we'll see you all Monday night.
Okay. Y'all have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys.
If I need to move to adjourn, I'll move to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
Right. Thank you.
Take good care, guys.
Bye. Thanks. Stay safe.
Bye.
Bye.